This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on into our Tuesday, July 22nd edition of the second half of Sports Talk. It is training camp eve as we get ready for the black and gold to take the practice field for the first time in training camp tomorrow morning. It'll definitely be a scorcher out there, but the competition on the field will be even hotter. Ow. This hour, we're going to get into a lot of what Mickey Loomis had to say at his introductory press conference today as the, like I said, the black and gold get ready to take the field tomorrow. Obviously tons of questions about the retirement with Tyrann Mathieu. We also learned earlier in the morning via John DeShazer, who writes for NewOrleans.com, also a color analyst for the Pelicans, that Jimmy Graham plans to retire as a Saint. And then just recently coming out, the Saints had waived tight end Dallin Holker.
Right.
And he comes out and announces that he too is also retiring from the NFL. So a trifecta of retirements news we got today.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the most surprising one was still Tyrann retiring.
Oh, for sure, because there was no hints at it.
Dallin's also a little bit surprising because he's so young.
Right.
But at the same time, he just wasn't really able to crack it in New Orleans roster. They waive him, and then he just decides to hang up the cleats. Tyrann Mathieu doing it the day before. And listen, he's been in the NFL for 12 years. I said this to Mike earlier, played 180 games at the NFL level. The fact that he's able to walk on his own terms is fantastic for him. And Louisiana legend, we got nothing but good things to say about Tyrann Mathieu. Friend of the program, by the way. He's come on here, spoken with us multiple times. A great, great guy. And so just, you know, hoping for the best for whatever next for him. We love Tyrann Mathieu. But yeah, 12-year NFL career after being a St. Aug legend, an LSU legend, and then retiring as a Saint. He's just a Louisiana legend in general,
Steve. That's a hell of a Louisiana football career right there,
it's
man.
It's quite the trifecta, for sure.
Well, like I said, Mickey Loomis, Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager, spoke earlier today. It's pretty long. We chopped it up in two parts so we can play all of it for you. So let's get it going with Saints Mickey Loomis right now.
Mickey, how are you feeling about camp?
I think, man, there's an excitement about having, you know, new coaching staff and a lot of changes. You know, we have the quarterback battle that we're going to be observing during this training camp. I think that's exciting to have. You know, there's a lot of newness about that, and I'm really excited about how the offseason went. Excited about Kellen and his staff, and I'm just anxious to get going and see how it all unfolds.
Thank you. You combine what just happened with Tyrann on a stipend Derek Carr development earlier this offseason. I know you have never willingly wanted to have any sort of rebuild or, you know, like that word, but is there something about once you realize that this, you know, is a younger team, could take a little while? I mean, does that shift at all? How aggressively you want to try to be all in to win this year?
I think. You know, Derek not playing, that gives us a chance to reset in terms of, you know, some of the financial repercussions that, you know, we have. And but I think we're always in the mode of we're trying to win every game. You know, we're not. I don't look at it as a rebuild, even though you might say, you know, we got a lot of developing positions of development, I should say. a lot of young players that you know, we want to develop, and I'm excited about that. But at the same time, look, there's always an opportunity for things to fall in place and be successful. We're going to try to win every game.
What gives you confidence that, you know, this roster is constructed heading into training camp and really compete for the NFC South?
Yeah, I think we're going to find out. You know, we're going to find out where we're at. I know we have a lot of talent on the team, but we have a lot of, you know, young talent that's developing. And I think we have a coaching staff that can develop young players and put guys in the position to be successful. I do think we've got a nice mix of veteran players that can still play at a high level, and so I'm just anxious to see how it all unfolds.
If rebuild's not right, you still see this year as kind of like a transition?
Well, clearly it's a transition because, you know, we're going to have a change of quarterback, and that's obviously the most important position on the field for any team.
How will you kind of measure the day-to-day and all that?
I think there's so many variables that it's kind of hard to just sit here and dictate them. I thought we saw a lot of good things during the off season, and yet, you know, we're not playing tackle football in the off season. So I think this training camp period, particularly the preseason games, are going to be really important in determining who the starter is.
Input do you have in that, or will you expect to have in that? Have you and Kellen sort of worked out, you know, sort of how the relationship's going to play out?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's ongoing, but it's been really super positive so far. And who becomes the starter, who's playing, that's a coaching decision. It's always been a coaching decision. But we're going to have our input. We're going to have, you know, Kellen's really good about asking a lot of guys in the building their thoughts. And he's just collecting information, you know, not just from his staff, but from the personnel staff, from myself, and, you know, so he can make the best decision in determining who's actually going to end up playing.
You guys haven't really done this ever that I can recall in a long time with the young quarterback. Why the decision not to bring in the veteran, like, and let the young guys get all the snaps?
Well, number one, I think we like the guys that we have. There's only so many reps available. And look, one of the reasons that you bring in a veteran guy behind is just that experience level. And yet we've got Kellen, we've got Scott Tolzien, we've got Doug, all have been experienced, all are experienced NFL quarterbacks. And so we have some of that built into our staff that, you know, a lot of staffs don't necessarily have. So.
Would you treat that different? I mean, is the whole reset question we were discussing earlier a little different? If this was a team that was maybe built differently, would you need the fail-safe safety net of someone who could step in right away and be a proven starter?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought of it in terms of that. I just thought about it in terms of, hey, we like these guys. We know they're young. We know they're inexperienced. But let's develop what we have and go from there.
Given that they are both younger quarterbacks,
there's three of them.
Is there any urgency or benefit of maybe declaring one sooner than later so that you can kind of get all in behind them and tailor it towards?
I think the most important thing here is not speed; it's accuracy. And so we're going to give these guys a chance to battle it out, and you know, we'll go from there, and however long that takes.
How does the franchise go about supporting a young quarterback? Are the things you have to do differently?
I think that's a tough question to answer because you're always wanting to, you know, have a good defense and have a good running game and have a good O-line. And those are the things that, you know, any quarterback can benefit from. I think for the younger quarterback, part of that is just making sure you're going through all the steps, you know, that you don't get too complicated. You don't put too much on the plate early. So, there's some things that certainly you do for younger quarterbacks that you wouldn't do for the veteran guy. But remember this, you know, this staff and this offense and the schemes that we're going to be doing, it's new to everyone here. You know, that's what happens when you have a new staff. So we're all learning together.
How about Taysom and Foster, those guys?
Yeah, they're going to start out on PUP, but look, that's been all positive.
Mickey, how would you describe Kellen Moore's personality. We had a bunch of videos from OTAs and minicamp of just him sort of laughing and smiling. And we're talking about in the middle of practice. How would you describe sort of who he is and how he handles the job?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hadn't thought of it in terms of describing it. But look, what comes across, he just loves football, right? He loves the process. He loves football, loves the game, loves everything about it. And I think one of his strengths is that he makes it fun. He makes the process fun. And I don't think he takes himself too seriously, but he's super smart. He's got a great work ethic. He's about being collaborative, and so he's about all the right things, for sure.
When you said he's asking a lot of people their opinions, is that something that maybe hasn't always been the case? And I'm not saying that as criticism, but has it always been the case with the guys?
No, I think the coaches we've had have all been very collaborative and want, you know, they want other opinions. So I wouldn't say that it's different. Maybe the approach is different, but you know, we've been fortunate in that regard.
Mickey, you got different players, different positions who have been here years past, last year, have all said there's more energy in the building, more energy in it. I mean, is there anything you've seen different from when they say energy, more excitement?
Yeah, I think there's always energy when you have, you know, a new staff and things are new and things are different. So I think that just comes with, you know, having a new staff. I mean, I would have said the same thing, you know, Dennis Allen's first year. I certainly would say the same thing, you know, back when in 06, when in Sean's first year. I think the newness brings some of that. And I think we have a staff that's, you know, we have the entire staff that feels like there are really a lot of high energy guys that want to make it, make the process fun for the players. And it's been really good.
What kind of difference do you expect? How does that fun and excitement that pay off as the year goes along and stuff?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's the themes of if it's fun and you're together, you know, it's good chemistry and you know, you trust each other, you play for each other. It's all, you know, all those themes that successful teams, you know, talk about after the fact. You know, that doesn't just come naturally. You have to work at that. And so that's what you do. You know, you make it fun, you make it enjoyable, you do it together. It doesn't mean it's easy, but you're doing it in a way that builds team chemistry.
You have offers to lead the team, right?
Yep.
Where would you say Kellen is on that?
I think anytime, again, we get right back to new staff and you're trying to set a culture, you know, your vision for the culture. And so, you know, part of that is how do you build team chemistry? You know, you do it through shared experiences, right? And you want those shared experiences to be positive. And I think there's a particular emphasis on that with Kellen. And I think all coaches do that, but they, you know, they may approach it a little differently.
So you've been here forever.
Thank you.
The expectations, the expectations, obviously, after a championship when you all won 15 years ago, were championship. That's a championship or bust. You had a veteran team with a coach that had been here a long time. The expectations were playoffs. Now that you don't really have expectations, because teams like Houston a couple of years ago with C.J. Stroud made the playoffs, what Washington did last year, but do you almost, kind of follow around what Mike asked, temper expectations knowing the inexperience that you had? Is it fair or unfair to ask that?
Yeah, I think most of the time the expectations come from outside the building. I think inside the building, you always have this expectation of being the best team you can be. And the ceiling or the floor for that is really that stuff that you guys and the media and fans talk about more so than what we talk about. We still have the same philosophies, the same goals inside the building. You know, our goal is to win the NFC South. Work towards a Super Bowl. I don't think that teams really think about expectations. They think about goals and how do we get there. So I don't know that I'm answering that question, but you're asking a question about expectations, and yet I'm telling you that every team, I don't think expectations is the right word inside the building. I think it's more about having goals and aspirations.
That term expectations will come up in part two of Mickey Loomis, teasing that right there. But that, yeah, you just heard Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis speaking on the eve of training camp. A lot of questions with this black and gold bunch going forward. And I think, Charlie, you know, the main one obviously being at the quarterback spot.
Right, and he kind of reemphasized there that it's a three-man race with Jake Haener involved in the conversation and that they're not going to rush it. You know, we'll listen to Kellen and his presser a little bit later on, I think at the 7 o'clock hour, where he kind of talks about, yes, it would be kind of nice to have it figured out quicker, but they're going to let the process play out. He told us that when he came on at 5:10.
Yeah, you can't force anything.
You can't force anything. Exactly, Steve.
Like, we by the end of preseason game number one, we need to know who the starter is.
The fascinating thing, though, is that the limited reps and having three guys really involved in a competition, it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, how they kind of divvy it up and how each quarterback ends up playing, because ultimately that's going to decide it, what happens over, you know, training camp, what happens in the preseason. And then, as Scott Shanley said last Friday, they hope to have a starter announced by the end of the second preseason game. And then you go into the third preseason game, just kind of get it over with, figure out some final question marks on the roster. And then you enter the regular season kind of with it set in stone. You don't want this to really drag out too long, but I guess we'll just kind of see how it all goes.
Three-man battle, limited reps with the ones. That's what's going to be really interesting to me there.
I agree 1,000%, Steve.
And how long can one or two guys separate themselves to maybe get more of those reps going forward? That all starts tomorrow, but they're not in pads yet, so the competition doesn't really heat up, no pun intended, until next week.
I just want to reemphasize what Coach Moore had said when he came on with us, when you and Mike were interviewing him. He said the quarterback battle is going to come down to operation of the offense, three things. Operation of the offense, decision-making, consistency. Those are the three things that he wants to see from these young guys. He praised all of them and what they've done throughout the offseason, but now we're kind of cutting down to taxes here. It's time to go.
Right. It's the
put
real
up
deal
or shut
now.
Up. It
exactly.
Is, we're in preseason mode. Training camp is here. Then we'll get to the preseason games, and every single rep matters.
We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Get the part two of Mickey Loomis's pre-training camp press conference right after the break here on WWL Saints Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into Sports Talk on the eve of training camp. We just heard Mickey Loomis speak to the media the last segment. That was part one. We're going to get into part two right away as the Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager addresses the media before the Saints kick off training camp. Here it is.
Is there ever a point, like from your chair, though, when you're looking at the future and being in a reset, so to speak, where you look at, you know, hey, next year, maybe embracing the rebuild of it, and all right, is there a benefit of winning six games, or is it better for us to maybe try to win them all, but set it up so that maybe it's four and we're picking a little
bit higher? I don't believe in that. I believe you go in doing everything you can to be successful, to win every game, and then you deal with the consequences of the season afterwards. Yet, look, I also recognize we've got a young team here. You know, we've got a lot of developmental pieces, and the most important position in the building is you know, inexperience, and so that's the reality of it. And so we have to be, you know, we can't put our head in the closet and not recognize that. We do recognize that. So we have to be particularly good in a lot of other areas and develop the quarterback.
This might be another one of those things that exists really outside for you than inside. But the idea of team identity, so, you know, having a young team, yeah, a young roster and things like that, does that make it more challenging to build a team identity? And if not, like, what do you see sort of as a team identity?
I think that's what, you know, that's what training camp and this whole offseason and training camp and the season, that's what they're, that's what it's for. You know, it's not something that happens overnight. I mean, you know, look what Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes did in Detroit. That didn't happen overnight. It happened over the span of three years. And so inside the league, you know, we recognize that that doesn't always happen overnight. Occasionally it does happen within the span of a short time, but most of the time it takes a while to build that.
Do you embrace that? Do you embrace the fact that, you know what, if being realistic, this is not a one-year reset? That was the word you used before. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 2 or 3 years. Like, are you okay with saying that, with, like, embracing that this is not a one-year reset? It's going to take a couple of years to get us where we want to be?
I think that gets back to aspirations versus expectations, right? The expectations out there is that it's going to take a long time, but, you know, our goals are still the same. We're, you know, our goals are to win every game and to win the NFC South, and that's what we're working towards. So what you're asking is kind of this intangible thing that, you know, you guys think about, but I don't know that we think about it in those terms.
When you mentioned having to be good in other areas, you know, with obviously the experience, yeah, at quarterback, now with obviously, you know, Tyron's retirement right before the start of training camp, how do you feel about the depth of the secondary,
yeah,
with that?
Yeah, I think part of that is, hey, are the younger guys that we have developing? How quickly are they going to develop? I think we have the makings of a really good offensive line, for example. We've put a lot of resources there, but there's some development that needs to take place. You know, we have young offensive tackles, and we have you know, a great center, and Trevor's moving to guard. So we, you know, we've got some moving pieces there. But, you know, I think we believe that we've got a lot of talent there, and this could be a really, really good offensive line, and can be a strength of our team. How long that takes, you know, we'll see. You know, there's a lot of elements on defense that we feel the same way about. So that's what training camp's all about, to see how quickly that comes together and how quickly that gels. That'll determine how successful we are.
Maybe I understand this is probably part of the process for a year, but just considering all the injuries you went through last year.
Yeah.
How much of a reset did you guys take this offseason, just kind of evaluating what you're doing, how you're doing it, and trying to course correct it?
Yeah.
At least the 10 rounds is a big part of that.
Yeah, it's a huge part of that. And that's been really one of the really, you know, bright spots, I think, of this offseason, is to see, you know, how we've attacked that issue and how that's come together. And we'll see the results, you know, as we go forward. We'll see how effective that is. We're going to have injuries. We know that. But hopefully we can minimize some of the things that we've had in the past, and particularly in the soft tissue area.
Even in what sort of effort kind of went into that?
Yeah, look, it's a lot of analytical information. It's a lot of load management, a lot of assessment of each individual player. So it's really a lot of things, a lot of variables. But so far, it's been really, really positive. And he's had a good history of effective results in the places that he's been.
You mentioned Taysom Hill will start on the pup list, but, you know, all conversations with him, he's definitely going to play this year. He's definitely going to be medically on schedule, on time to play by week one and all that.
Well, I don't know about the timing, but everything's been really positive for both he and Foster.
We talked about how he's a young team, and we've also got the makeup with some older guys.
Yep.
Tyron and Derek both retiring this offseason. How important is it for you all, and maybe you've already identified it, younger players that can step into that leadership role and be the next
I think that we've got some guys, and I'm not going to name them individually, but we've got some young players that have those kind of traits, and they've got great role models like Cam and DeMario and there's some others as well that can step into those roles when those guys are ready to step out of it. But I think that gets back to the, you know, when we go through the process of bringing players in, going through the character, going through trying to, get guys that were captains in college and were leaders on their team and making sure that we had a lot of those guys that can eventually fill that role. So I feel good about that in terms of the future. And yeah.
What was your approach to the defensive line? They brought back Chase.
Yep.
Fire.
Yeah, I think, the scheme change, getting guys that fit what Brandon wants to do with the defense and identifying the traits that the guys that we have and how they're going to fit, that was important. And then, availability, too, is important. What's available in terms of free agents, what can we get in the draft? And so that's what dictates it.
What are your expectations going into the first day of training camp?
Maybe
not expectations, aspirations.
There you go. Good get. That's a good catch. I think just having a great camp, seeing the young players develop, seeing how our guys adapt to, the new coaching staff and the schemes that they want to establish with our team, that's going to be important. And look, that process has already happened in large part in the off season, but look, I'm anxious to get started and see where guys are.
You've been part of seasons where the aspirations have been exceeded.
Now everybody's using aspirations, right?
You're never going to hear expectations.
You're not going to take the bait on expectations.
Yeah,
but 2000, 2006, where the seasons were everyone thought you were rebuilding that was first. What does it take in those types of seasons to, surpass expectations or meet those level of aspirations that you have?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think you get back to chemistry. Do the guys, do you feel like a group comes together with new players, new staff? Do they, immediately buy in? Do you have great chemistry? Are they playing for the right reasons? All those things that, you catch lightning in a bottle sometimes. We did that in 06, right? Teams can do that. So that all happens during the course of the offseason and training camp. And then you have to stay healthy, too. Listen, health in our league is a really important factor, because if you can't keep your best players on the field, then your chances of being successful quickly diminish.
Do you talk to them about that? Or do you just, that's another chapter, that's another time in another place? Or do you talk to Kelvin and these coaches about, in 06, catching lightning? I remember the preseason, and then all of a sudden the regular season started.
Right.
It was a much different type of situation.
I think that all of these guys, they're experienced. They've been on teams or been part of teams that have done that, and they've been part of teams that had higher aspirations and went the other direction. So we've all been part of those teams, and you just recognize that what happens or that what can happen. And so, we haven't had discussions about that specifically, no.
What about the older guys who are still on the roster, DeMario, Cam? What do you think they can still contribute?
I would say the same thing to what happens with those players is, man, we want them to play as long as they can. And both those guys have demonstrated that they can still play. And so that's what we're looking. We're looking to see it. What did Sean used to say? I don't have to see it every day, but I still got to see it in training camp. And so that's the case for every veteran player, with every team, is that you want to make sure that they can still play at a high level. And you want to set them up for that success, too. So that's what we'll be looking to do.
Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis talking there. And, just to catch folks up to speed on some of the transactions today for the Black and Gold, you heard a little bit him talking with Taysom Hill on the physically unable to perform list. Also, Foster Moreau, the tight end, going on there as well. Waived was Dallin Holker, who subsequently afterwards ends up retiring from football. That was the undrafted tight end that was heading into year two of his career. Decided to step away from football, though, and then on the reserve list to the retired list for Tyrann Mathieu, the good old Honey Badger. What a hell of a career it's been for him. And I just still laugh at the, you know, coming out into the draft, there was all that knock against him because of, you know, marijuana usage.
Yeah, off the field
stuff. And happened to go into the perfect situation out to Arizona with Patrick Peterson and, you know, his father over there helping to just be a good mentor. And you saw the player in college, you saw the player that he was, but the person that Honey Badger ends up, Tyrann Mathieu, becomes a truly great gift to Louisiana and all the charity work he does here. Love the passion he plays with. Also, the fact that the love that he has for this state as well. And look forward to seeing what's going to be next for Tyrann Mathieu after football now.
You know, Mike called him one of one. A 5'9" safety that lasted 12 years in the NFL. Yeah. Tyrann Mathieu is incredible. He is a great story about, you know, after the adversity that he faced early on, right? Late in his LSU career and then leading into the draft where he ends up being a third round pick by the Cardinals. And then he parlays that to a 12-year NFL career. It doesn't get much better than Tyrann Mathieu as far as someone that made something of themselves and took that talent and grew as a person as well. Yeah. He's fantastic.
And it wasn't here, but two-time Super Bowl champ with the Chiefs, so he's got that championship to his name as well.
Yeah, he got the championship. He made a few all-pro lists. He made a couple of Pro Bowls, 2010s all-decade team as well, Steve.
Yeah, just a stud all around. Definitely going to be missed on this Saints squad, especially in the locker room, just because of the presence he brings and how many of those young players look up to Tyrann Mathieu. Everybody knows who the heck he is.
Exactly. So now it's going to be kind of interesting because he was that top dog of the secondary. He was kind of the, when we talked about the leaders on the Saints defense, we always mentioned that there was one at each level.
Right.
Right. With Cam Jordan on the defensive line and DeMario Davis in the linebacker room. And then Tyrann Mathieu is the leader of the secondary. So it'll be interesting to see who takes that role. When y'all asked Kellen about it, he says he sounded like, you know, Justin Reed was going to kind of step into those shoes.
He
right?
definitely seems like the person. From hearing him talk, I know he hasn't been here long enough yet to really be that, you know, so-called alpha dog in the group, but I think he'll earn it.
Yeah, I think Alante's probably going to become the alpha dog of the Saints' defensive backfield. But as far as kind of the leader that barks everything out, that Mike is always emphasizing how important that is, it could be Justin Reed because he's been there, done that. He's also won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. So, you know, we'll see if he can kind of step into the safety room and kind of be that top dog. Because right now, the question mark is who's next to Justin Reed?
Right.
It's not about Justin Reed. The Justin Reed signing is going to end up paying dividends because of what happened with Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah,
it's,
suddenly that quarterback battle, the number two most interesting job is going to be who's going to be taking that starting safety gig.
Yeah, safety number two right next to Reed.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. You can sound off on our Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Let me know where you're at, folks. Coming right back with more Sports Talk after this on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, we believe in the power of being everywhere. Just listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. You just got to get the shows you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell Scoot, and Sports Talk, all the local content you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Come back real quick right after this on WWL. Stay tuned. Closing out the 6 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. When we return, we'll hear more from head coach Kellen Moore. He joined us at 5:10 earlier in the show, but we're going to hear what he had to say at the Saints media press conference as training camp kicks off tomorrow. Plus, we've got a little fantasy football talk going as we get ready for the season. Andrew Erickson, fantasy football analyst at Fantasy Pros, will join us at 7:30. Some do's and don'ts for your draft this year. Taking a break here on Sports Talk for the top of the hour news, and they'll be back with even more. So keep it locked right here on the Big One, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.